Hello, who's there?
Amrit Kaur.
Hi, Amrit. And
How are
somebody
you?
else? Good. Did somebody else come on the line?
Yes, this is Nora from Juneau.
Hi, Nora. How are you?
Good.
Good, I'm glad.
Sat Nam.
Anybody else?
Ranjit from Connecticut.
Oh, welcome, Ranjit.
Thank you.
Yeah. And who else?
Satanam.
Hi, Satanam. How are you?
Good.
Good. And was there somebody else? Oh, okay. Good. So, is it beautiful spring weather where everybody is?
Yes.
Isn't
very
that
cold.
Delightful? Huh?
Oh, yes.
California is cold.
Oh, right. I saw that.
Satnam, everyone.
Satnam, who is this?
It's Harinder from New Jersey.
Harinder, glad to have you, dear.
Thank you. I'm looking forward for tomorrow, the first session, right?
Yes, that's very important. Lava City Town is just inviting everybody to our wonderful teleclass.
I'm so excited.
Huh?
I said I'm so excited to listen to it tomorrow.
Yeah, me too. And who else is here?
Kehar Kaur.
Guru Atma.
Hi, Kehar Kaur and Guru Atma.
Yes.
Welcome. Welcome. And who is this?
Rahmane and Soma.
Oh, hi, you all. Glad to hear you.
Thanks. Ditto.
Hargo Ben.
Hi, Hargo Ben. How are you?
I miss you.
Me too.
This is Guru Ravi. I miss you both.
Oh, hi, Guru Ravi.
Hello.
Indeed.
Ah, both my sisters are there.
Real family event with Bubba City Khan. How sweet.
Nothing better.
Why, Guru?
Why, Guru?
Why, Guru?
Yay. Okay, so everybody please sit up straight. Palms together at the center of the chest. Long deep breath. Long deep breath. If you have any background noises, you can press star 6 to mute yourself, and then if you want to talk later, you can press star 6 again to unmute yourself. Long deep breath.
Oh, honey, why did you wake me?
Long deep breath. Remember, we can hear everything you say. Eyes at the third eye point. Go deeply within. Go deeply within that third eye point and contact with the infinity that is you. Mother Siddhartha always, he reformed the yogis. He reformed the yogis to merge with the universal, the infinite consciousness, instead of just developing powers. So go ahead and do this now. And inhale to begin. Breathe long and deep.
Vedya.
Welcome. And breathe long and deep. Good. And allow this beautiful clarity on this gorgeous spring day. Allow it to move through your heart. And begin heart breath. That is long, deep breathing. And on the exhale, feel as though your breath is going out of your heart. Allow it to clear your heart. Long, deep breath. Heart breath. Good. And keep up the long, deep breath and connect with everybody on this gathering, on this phone gathering, whether you are present now or, and also with connecting with people who will be listening to the recording. Good. Very satisfying. Very satisfying to connect with this beautiful, delicious community of souls. Welcome. And Father Sadhguru is giving everybody a huge hug. It's a huge, great big heart community hug. Okay, so he's here. He says, okay, now we're here. He says, now first give the advertisement. Okay. Are you ready? Here's the advertisement. tomorrow night, Amandeep Singh, who is a beautiful, humble man, was really struck by him. He says, yes, I talk to him all the time. He's doing his best. Okay. And he lives in India, and right now he's in Singapore, and he's going to be talking on the phone to us from Singapore. And he's going to tell us all about Baba Sudhichan. He says, yes, all about me. He says, I'm a mysterious creature. So he says, get to know me, he says. So anyway, Yogi Bhajan asked Amandeep, and I'm going to tell you what he told me. He says, Yogi Bhajan comes to him in his dreams, and he keeps after Amandeep to get this message out. So we've got everybody. He's got everybody after him to get this message out. And so if you are interested in getting more information for the course, or registering, Baba Sudhichan is kind of dancing up and down. He says, yes, come see me. Yes, come see me. Okay. Okay, so the address to register is soulanswer.com/BSC, that's for Baba Sudhichan, BSC_course, CORSE .html. And it's a two-part course. It's going to be one tomorrow night, Thursday night, April the 22nd, 2010, and the second one will be next week, April 29th, 2010. He says, say when it starts, okay. It starts at 6 p.m. Mountain Time, USA, and it's an hour and a half. Oh, my God. He says, and tell them they're going to get the recording. Okay, okay. So when you sign up after the class, you also get a link to the recordings of the classes. Okay, he says, good. He says, we got that out of the way. He says, I'm looking forward to everybody being there, he says. Okay. Oh, and he says, by the way, even if you're listening to this recording way after the class has happened, he said, you can still get access to those recordings, he says, because this girl is going to keep it up on the site. He says, don't forget that. Okay. Okay, that we're done. Okay, so we're going to ask him what he has to say for today. He says that you all think you all need help. Hmm? He says, oftentimes you were pining for help. Sometimes you were feeling so alone. He says, these are misgivings. He says, you feel like you're all alone and nobody understands and nobody's there to help and nobody is with you. And why the heck did you get dropped into this world? Didn't that stork make a mistake? He says, no. He says, you, in your greatest perfection, deigned to be on this earth. He says, and guess what? You picked every one of your parents, and you picked every one of your siblings, and you picked your location, and you picked the karmas that you're going to play out. He says, you picked it. And I know, he says, yes, and some of you are screaming, yikes, what a crazy person I was. So he says, don't worry about it. He says, you're doing very well. He says, the only thing is to realize that you are not alone. He says, that's what gets you in trouble. When you think that you're all alone and you have the misgivings to believe that there's no recourse, that there's no help. He says, that's the only problem. The rest of it is a game. The rest of it is a challenge. So many of you are warriors and you have picked the warrior's path. He says, what do you expect? He says, you wanted some big challenges, for goodness sake. He says, so bless those challenges. He says, gird your loins as a warrior. And he said, be present. And he says, know that I am in you. Know that I am in you and pulling your great self, your incandescent self, your whole self. He is positioning you, your pure self, your God self. He is pulling together, merging that incredible relationship of the consciousness of who you really are, the one who picked out all of these challenges. And he's merging that with the limited consciousness, the one who goes, yikes, where am I? Okay, he's helping you pull those together in a very conscious way, in a very knowledgeable way, in a very pure heart way. And he's helping you dump the toxins. In other words, dump the fears, dump the worries. He says, no matter what it is, he says, you can dump it. He says, you can be on your deathbed. He says, dump the worries. He says, I'm always here. He says, relax. Relax into my arms, and I will bless you. It's more than will. He says, I love you. I bless you. I am here all the time. And I pull as you allow me, he says. This is very important. As you allow me, I pull in that perfect infinite consciousness into your everyday knowing self. He says, let that happen. He says, don't fight with me. He says, my goodness, do you know how many people ask for my help and then they fight with me? Oh, you wouldn't believe it. He says, dump the old stuff. He says, when you call on me, miraculously, dump the old stuff. That means let go the fear, let go the feelings of lack, let go the feelings of being alone. He says, make the intention, and then I will do the work. He says, make the intention of letting it go. Relax into me. And he says, I'll take care of the rest. I know how to do that. He says, but it's important that you relax. R-E-L-A-X, he says. Relax into me. Okay? So that I can purge those thorns that are in you that have been left over for so long. He says, so that I can change them. I can take that energy and recycle it, glorify it, to create the most cozy ardor. I think that's what he's saying, the most cozy ardor, which is meaning very relaxed, being in a very relaxed and very prominent and very active state of love, but very relaxed, centered. He says, this is also called Junia. He says, it's so much fun to be here. He said, why would you ever choose that other junk? He says, we have so much to do together. And he says, we are doing so much now. He says, when you are in that condition, you really are the workers of this light age. He says, because you allow all of these energies to be processed through you. He said, why would you limit yourself from your destiny? He says, you don't have to do that. He said, it is so fun. It is so satisfying to play together. To play together and to be in love together. He says, and you know, it's just amazing when you begin to... When you do that on your own, in your own self, then you understand that you encompass, that you penetrate. But it's not an aggressive penetrating, but you merge with, you open up, you connect. That's the best word. You connect in the best way, in the most profound way, with all the beings of this incredible earth. He said, that's how change is going to come. And if you disallow yourself from the changes, he says, oh, that is so heartbreaking. He says he can barely look at that. Of course he can. But he says, your pain is so difficult when you don't connect with your pure and innocent and gorgeous self. He says, there's always help. There's always help. Just ask me. Just ask Guru Ram Dass. Just ask my Babaji, Guru Nanak. He says, ask us, and we will help you pull your everyday self, what's often called the ego, or whatever. He says, everything that you know yourself as on this earth, he says, we will open that up, and we will allow your soul, your blessing self, your purity, your integrity, we will allow that to pour into you, to pour into you and totally fulfill you. He says, you like it, it's cozy. He says, do it. He says, and the miracle is that those small, short misperceptions will be transformed. He says, many of you have tried this and found a great deal of success with it. He says, that is my miracle. He says, and the miracle is available to you. the miracle is available to you at every moment. He says, but it's important that you give your consciousness and your intention as you do this. He says, it's not just call me up on the phone and leave me a message. He says, no, you have to participate. This is very important. So feel the blessing. Feel the blessing of his movement through you now. Open up and allow him to bring this most cozy but totally expansive light beam of who you are to make it present and manifest in your own self, in your everyday self. Allow it. Allow it. Breathe. He says, do you feel me in there tickling your ribs? He says, I am. He says, I'm shoveling the short stuff out of your heart. He says, oh yeah, do heart breath. He says, and please accept the blessing of who you are. Accept the blessing of who you are. Feel his very, how can I say, very light but very profound hand opening your heart. It's like the doctor's hand helping a baby be born. Very, very protective, welcoming, opening. And that precious being of who you are, letting that fully merged, precious being of who you are, letting it emerge into this gorgeous light. This purely unified you. He says, we've all made an agreement long time ago. He says, but this is the time when you can actually easily transform. Keep up the long, deep breath. He said, you may be facing what you feel are major challenges. He says, buoy. He says, this is what you asked for. You asked for these opportunities. You asked for the opportunities to transform this age-old limitations. He says, and now you're getting it. He says, every time a challenge comes up, you should just put your hands together and say, thank you, it's another one I get to transform. And I have help. I have help. How exciting. He says, you may have to step through the ring of fire. He says, but don't worry. He says, I will carry you through. He says, that's my blessing, and that's why I'm here for you. And as you know, you've been through them before. As you know, when you come out the other side, it's a pure, purely purifying process.
Okay, great.
He says, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Love it. Good. Keep up the breath. He says, and now please deeply feel the knowledge, the depth in your belly, in the earth, that you are transformed. Know in yourself that you are the blessing that you seek. You are the blessing that you seek. And nothing can take you away from that. Nothing. It is only illusion. No matter how painful it may seem, the pain is the illusion. The reality is your strength, your steadiness, your depth, and your expansion, and your light. Know yourself and be grateful. Call in this blessing of who you are. Call in this incredible consciousness that is you. You think it's ever going away? Heck no. Can't go away. It's an ontological certainty. You are you. Breathe. And know. Breathe and know. And inhale. And exhale. And just breathe. Okay, so now he says it's your turn. Please speak up, he says. Did anybody experience their own knowing? Their quality? He says, if you did, please share it. He said, if you didn't, please share that too.
Sir Gian?
Yes.
This is Rahmane, and this question / experience ties into the other day at the memorial for Sri Brahma.
Yes.
And also to the gentleman this morning who said, I miss you. And I feel that that it serves me best to affirm that the connection with those that are not in physical form anymore or who are not physically present, that do best if I affirm that I am with them.
That's right.
And, yes, and so am I correct in affirming that that giving energy to the, oh, I miss you, pattern, habit, is actually promoting an old paradigm, and that now we have the opportunity to know that those with whom we have connected in spirit, it can only grow if both parties invite that. Is that correct?
He says, yes, it's correct that you never lose. You never lose the essence and the consciousness of your loved ones. You never lose that. And he says, he is so happy to have Sri Brahma Singh back. He loves it. He says, Sri Brahma Singh has a whole lot to do. He says, Sri Brahma Singh just had to come back here and visit me wholly and totally in order to get on with it, he says. Okay. He says, now the part about missing them, he says, you still do have that human side. And he says, there is a connection on the earth level in which separation causes grief. He says, grief is a process. He says, but as the grief comes up, don't berate yourself for grieving. It's just a process. He says, but continually give the grief up to the connection and realize totally that the connection is always present. And that the connection is present to all, whether they have a human body or not. He says, you're going to see Sri Brahma Singh come tickle your toes, believe me, he says. He has a lot to do now. Does that answer your question?
Thank you, yes.
Okay. Anybody else?
I have a question.
Yes, who is this?
This is Kehar Kar.
Hi, Kehar.
Hi. I feel moved a lot when we have these classes to bring nuggets of what we've learned and talked about to my Kundalini yoga classes and teaching.
Mm-hmm.
For one example, last night at the end of class, I just had everyone do heart breath and connect with each other. And I know it's not quite related to what we did today, but
you said it was very related to what we did today.
I mean, is that, I guess, I just want to know, I mean, how much of what Baba Siddhi Chan teaches us here can we do in terms of, like, meditation or teaching with students? Because I feel like they're, I feel really like I want to do that, but.
Okay, and then there are rules about teaching Kundalini Yoga.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
Okay, so let's see what he has to say. Let's see what the yogi has to say. He says, I'm in your class, no matter what you do, I am there. He says, it's very important that you teach the class according to the rules of Kundalini Yoga. He says, now, when you get to the meditation part, or after the meditation part, he says, or when you set the intention at the beginning of the class, he says, you listen to me. This is very important. He says, it's not just remembering what was said here. He says, it is that you listen to me. He says, remember, I am a member of that golden chain of teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And when you tune in as a Kundalini Yoga teacher, certainly, and also as a student, with that Om Namo Guru Dev Namo, you are tuning into that golden chain. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I am a member of that golden chain. And we all talk through you as you do your class. So you just listen. You just listen. And understand that we are moving through you. He says, haven't you ever had the experience of incredible wisdom coming out of your mouth that you never even heard before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He says, we're on the case, he says.
Okay.
Okay. Good question.
Thanks.
Yeah. So, God bless you all. He loves you. He is hugging you. And his heart is so connected to everyone. So connected. He is so, like, buoyant. Oh, with all these connected hearts. Okay. So breathe. Good. That was a sweet whisper of a kiss, he said. And he said, I've already given the advertisement, so I'm not going to give it again. He says, I'll just meet you tomorrow night. Okay, so God bless you all, and talk to you next week. Okay, so now, staying in that place of connection, palms together at the heart center. Oh, Kehar, would you lead us, please, in the song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
May the long time sun shine upon you, all around and of your light within you, guide your way on, guide your way on, guide your way on.
To your own infinite beauty, wisdom, clarity, pure and powerful consciousness, and bless you all.
Sadnam.
Sadnam. Talk to you soon. Sadnam.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.